Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, a Dominican priest, and my hermitage is at the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the third Sunday of Advent, December 14th, 2025. The gospel passage that I invite us to reflect over today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 11, verses 4 through 6. Matthew writes, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." John the Baptist, the fiery prophet who once stood in Jordan proclaiming repentance, now sits confined in a cold stone cell. His voice that thundered in the wilderness is now silenced by the iron bars of Herod's prison. He has spent his life preparing the way for the Messiah, but as the walls close in, doubts begin to stir in his heart. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? This question is deeply human. Even the greatest saints experienced moments when God's ways are hidden, when his promises seem delayed, and when the world's darkness threatens to suffocate hope. John's question is our question too. In sickness, in suffering, in uncertainty, in silence. Jesus does not reply with theological argument or political assurance. He points instead to signs, concrete manifestations of divine mercy breaking into human suffering. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. Each of these signs fulfills the prophecies of Isaiah that when the Messiah comes, creation itself will be restored. But notice the order. Jesus invites John not to rely on mere words, but to see what God is doing. The miracles are not displays of power for their own sake. They are windows into the heart of God, a God who touches what is unclean, who bends down to lift the broken, who speaks life into the tombs of despair. The gospel is not an abstraction, it is an encounter with mercy made visible. When Jesus adds a mysterious beatitude, "Blessed is the one who takes no offense at me," why would anyone take offense at Jesus? Because he doesn't always meet our expectations? John expected a Messiah of judgment and fire. Instead, Jesus comes as one of mercy and healing. We too can stumble when God's ways confound our categories, when he chooses gentleness over power, patience over immediacy, cross over conquest. Faith means trusting that the gentle works of God are not weakness, but strength in disguise. The kingdom often grows quietly, in the hidden soil of the heart, not in the spectacle of worldly success. This third Sunday of Advent is Gaudete Sunday, the Sunday of great joy. The rose candle is lit, a soft interpretation of light in Advent's deep purple. It reminds us that even amid waiting and weariness, joy has already dawned. For those who take no offense at Christ's humble ways, joy is born not of circumstance, but of penance. God is already here, healing, forgiving, lifting, restoring. The signs of his kingdom are all round us, if we have eyes to see. Reconciliation where there was division, courage where there was fear, tenderness where there was shame. This gospel invites us to practice the art of holy noticing, to look again at our lives and ask, where is Christ healing, forgiving, restoring? Perhaps it's not dramatic. Perhaps it's in a simple gesture of mercy, a word of hope spoken to a weary soul, or the quiet courage to begin again. The blind see when someone opens their heart to truth. The lame walk when one rises from sin into grace. The deaf hear when prayer pierces through the noise of life. The poor rejoice when they discover their true treasure in God's love. John's prison did not become his end. It became his sanctification. Likewise, our own seasons of confinement, when God feels distant or our prayers seem unanswered, can become sacred spaces of purification. Jesus' message to John in his message is his message to us. Look again. The kingdom is already breaking in. We need not see everything fulfilled to trust that he is faithful. The signs are enough if we look with faith. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, when I am tempted to doubt, open my eyes to see your quiet miracles. Teach me to trust not in appearances, but in the gentle power of your mercy. May I rejoice with those who see your kingdom unfold in small acts of healing, forgiveness, and love. Blessed are you, O Lord, who never cease to make the blind see, and the poor rejoice in your presence. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others in your life, and also invite them to join us here each day in my hermitage. May God bless you and keep you safe. Amen.